Now, what they experienced again was what they knew, but it was miraculous nonetheless. So it eradicated a lot of doubt. It eradicated a lot of doubt. There was enough God happened in collapsing the mind to bring about moments of miraculous behavior. But the miraculous behavior was identifiable. What if I would have told them to manifest a living seventh dimensional being on the field? Would they? Just me. What if I said to them, now come on, we're going to go into your future on this field, and we're going to manifest all of the things that have not been thought about. Could they have done it? Why? It's not up here. Now, isn't it interesting? Because the fifth and sixth dimensions aren't up here either. Neither is the seventh. Isn't that interesting? So people, I want to ask you something. How do I teach you to be a dimensional being without describing it in three-dimensional terms? How would you do it? Hey? Well, I am going to be a little honest here with you. After the great assay, I had a little small hesitation about this event. Oh, I did. Why? Because I can teach you to have a dimensional mind in the fourth dimension, because I have your words to rely upon, and I have your approval to a certain degree. Some degrees I don't. I have your, what you call, faith. But don't you know that you only have faith in what you know? Because to have faith in the unknown is not in your program. And you are punished if you go outside of what is known or at least memorized. Now that dilemma showed itself so greatly in the great group that just met. And I want to tell you, that was an arduous and difficult task. Because to get people to be greater than their body for the sake of nothingness nearly didn't work. Nearly didn't work. And I had understanding in long contemplation as a watching entity that you nearly have to have something to focus on. Otherwise, your limited mind gets the best of you. And that's the reason why you go to the bathroom so much, or the latrine. That's the reason why you get hungry, and that's the reason why you have habits. You know, because you feel that having nothing is a punishment because you've been negative 90% of your life. And you consider one vast nothing an emptiness. And you're thinking in terms of abundance, to you it is interpreted as lack. Now watch that. The key to the kingdom of heaven is to have sufficient data and knowledge about some specific questions. And that the key then is to stop thinking and to become nothing. if that changes the entire program, and if it in fact is the way in which the great ones manifest something out of nothing by carrying a thought right into point zero, if that's the simplest thing there is to know about being a Christ, it is the hardest, meanest, most horrible, most stubborn, doubtful thing for a group of human beings to ever do. They will give it all up because they're tired. They will give it all up because they're hungry. They will give it all up because they have a little pain. They will give it all up because they want to talk, because they're 90% negative, and they only have 10% knowingness.